All right. Danielle Manning on Texans Radio. You're from Corsicana. I remember last year with Antonio Smith, he was really into cowboy boots and the whole cowboy lifestyle. And he really talked you up because he really was proud of your boot collection.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I was impressed by him. I had to step it up. I mean, it was every time, you know, we go to Cavender's, either he hit me up before or I went in the day before. And those people there are always telling, told me that, Antonio just left. You might want to get this pair. I think they were setting us up because every other week,
they
Antonio
were sales through the roof when the Texans walk in the door.
Man, but yeah, having guys like that, and you know,
it must be nice being back in Texas though, because those are your roots,
right?
You know, I mean, you go up to a different team or a different franchise. It happens, but you.
Well, I kept it alive up there too.
You did. I was going to ask
those
you.
Those guys teased me a little bit up there. Pac-Man in particular. He's
oh, really?
He teased me a lot. Man, you wearing boots? Everybody wearing J's, and you like these boots? And I'm like, yeah, I like boots, man. They're comfortable. If you try them, you'll love them.
You tried to sell the cowboy look up there.
I tried to. It didn't go over well. It was a few guys who, or have some roots from Texas who enjoyed it and tried to wear boots with me, but it didn't stick. It didn't last long.
We were talking before we started rolling. You were cracking me up about the musical guys on this team and the musical talents. You say you want to start learning piano?
No, not piano, guitar.
Oh, sorry, guitar. You mm-hmm. want to learn guitar. Because
I think we got enough guys on the team that play piano.
We do.
So, you know, I don't want to be in the wind. I like to lead a little bit. So either give me the bass or lead guitar. Let me play a little bit of that.
Yeah, we had Jonathan Grimes on Texans Radio, I was telling you, and he busted out with the, we totally surprised him with a keyboard. He came through and played. Arian's taking piano lessons. We got a bunch of guys that are rappers, so
we do.
I think we're set. I think we're set on vocalists.
If not everybody, I mean, mostly. I know the DBs. Man, I'm walking down all the time, telling those guys about the music, and you know, they always tease me about the music I play. But it's fun, man.
Your music is different from what they play.
I like old school music. You know, little Earth, Wind, and Fire stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, okay.
Frankie Beverly and Maze, Chaka Khan. You uh-huh. know what I mean? The Average White Band. I listen to that. I mean, I listen to pretty much any genre, but. I'm more like old school guy.
You're like, what are these kids listening to these days?
They tease me about that. I mean, oh. Some guys in the locker room, I'm almost 10 years older than. And uh-huh. the music, the gap between that is huge, man. So, but it's all fun. It's all fun. They know what, they'll play a little bit for me and they look over at on the side of my locker, look if I like
does
it.
Does he
not.
Approve?
Right.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty cool.
You have such a neat relationship with them. And a lot of these guys, what they don't remember, I mean, we're heading into Thanksgiving week. 2 years ago, you were in that Thanksgiving game up in Detroit.
Right.
What do you remember most about that game? That
Man,
was just
that back and
the
forth.
Longest week ever probably for you, huh?
The week was long, but, you know, it was enjoyable. Everybody, because we knew, I have never played on Thanksgiving. So growing up watching it, and I hate to say this, being a Texans player, growing up watching the Cowboys.
Grow up near that area, yeah.
So I was like, man, one day I want to get in the league and hopefully play on Thanksgiving. And the opportunity came, and it was exciting. But what I remember a lot, I remember those plays that J.J. were making. I remember some corners going down and playing against Megatron, and we had the guys had to keep playing, coming in, corners going to play him. What else? Just the going back and forth with that team. You know, it was tough and going to overtime. And a strip fumble that I caused. Guy caught the
you
ball.
Had a forced fumble, yeah.
Yeah, and we recovered and was able to drive down. But the biggest one was the run by Forsett. That was the
– Yeah, yeah.
That was a huge play.
Who's still having a lot of success now up in Baltimore.
Right.
I mean, where these players have gone since then and how the teams have changed and the coaching and everything. Right. You actually led the defense that day. 9 tackles, 8 of them solo, 2 passes defense, 1 forced fumble. You need to play on Thanksgiving more. You had a pretty good game. But, you know, but in all seriousness, you guys played 10 quarters in that week between the
right,
Jacksonville game
right.
on Sunday and then – you know, 5 days later up in Detroit, on the road, both overtime games, that had to have been tough. I mean, how did you feel after that Thanksgiving Day game?
Well, it was exciting. Like I said, when you win on Thanksgiving Day, I mean, it's all worth it, you know. And the way that we win, the fashion that we won in, I mean, the guys in that locker room, again, we talk about that every now and again. And we just said how we came together and our guys continued to fight. Not only were we away from my family, but have an opportunity to play with your brothers again on Thanksgiving and be thankful that we're able to play the game that we love so much.
Now heading into the final stretch of the season, do you use some of that for these younger players as motivation? Because you're heading into the final stretch of the season, a lot of adversity with a lot of teams, obviously, injuries and whatnot, new coaching. You know, what is it that this team needs to do now in this final stretch?
My thing is I approach this game with serious nature, you know, mindset and all that. I try to be a constant professional, but I never lose sight of having fun. And I think when times are not going the way we want them, we're 5-6 at this point, you can't let that set in and start building up stuff against, you know, your team. Just forget about having fun. And I think that's one of the biggest things why I play this game, the passion and just enjoying to see other guys, the competition. I think that's what we need to continue to do. And we continue to do that and execute. It's the biggest thing we have to do this week. I think we'll be fine. I mean, we're still alive. I mean, at 5-6, we're still in the hunt. So we just can turn this thing around. We'll be right on our way.
All right. Always good talking to you. Danielle Manning on Texans Radio. Thanks so much, Danielle, and best of luck Sunday.
Thank you.